Some people seem to have a better capacity to tolerate emotions than others, handle emotions better. See, emotional health is like physical health. Some people, their health is very sturdy. So nowadays everybody wants to stay slim and attractive. Some people, they eat a little and suddenly their health gets spoiled, their weight grows, their body bloats up. Some other people, they treat their tongue like a conveyor belt. But nothing seems to happen to them. Nothing, they still slim, they still healthy. So why is that? It's like normally we say the law of karma is there, where action will lead to reaction. But it's not that simple in terms of the manifestation of the reaction. Some people, by their karma, are meant to have a healthy body. So no matter what they do, they still have a healthy body. So even if they don't eat properly, by their karma they are meant to have their healthy body, they will have their healthy body. So then, if they are eating improperly, that will have some consequences, but it may not be manifested immediately. Our past karma often determines when our present karma will bear its reaction. Every present karma will have a future reaction. But whether that reaction will come immediately or after some time or after a long time, that can be determined by our past karma. So Ravana, he had a karma to be prosperous for some time. So he did a lot of sinful activities, but still he remained prosperous for a particular period. Then eventually his karma hit. So similar, what applies to physical health also applies to emotional health. Some people are emotionally more fragile or vulnerable than others. So they just, somebody speaks one harsh word to them, they just get very disturbed by it. Some people by nature are more prone to worry than others. Some people, it's almost as if they appear they are fearless. Some people just like to do bungee jumping, jump from an airplane, jump from a mountain. And even as devotees, we have faith in Krishna, but I don't want to jump. We may have fear in doing that. So that fearlessness is not necessarily spiritual. That calmness is not necessarily spiritual. That is simply a result of past karma. Some people are given by their past karma a sense of adventure, where they get a thrill in embracing risk. Whether that is positive or negative, that depends on what kind of risk they take, whether they are foolhardy or calculated. Similarly, some people are just gifted with a stoic disposition. Even if problems come, they're not affected by those problems. So we understand this is like an emotional toughness that is given to them. So emotional toughness is also a result of past karma. And past karma doesn't necessarily mean past lives, it can be also upbringing in this life. So we see that we have to work with the body mind that we have. Sometimes some devotees, in general, by our practice of bhakti, our emotional toughness will increase. But still, it's not that somebody who is, say, a very introvert person, they like to be alone. It's not that by the practice of bhakti they are going to become extrovert. Krishna says, Arjuna, you are a kshatriya. Even if you are a pure devotee, you are not going to become a brahmana. You are going to be a kshatriya. So, of course, an introvert, if required, can act like an extrovert. He can mix with people, talk with them. But if given a preference, they would like to be alone. Some people, if they come to a group gathering, if they are extroverts, if they're introverts, the more people they meet, find an escape away from here. I have to go. They may come to the room with a smile, but as they keep meeting people, their smiles are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. Somebody is extrovert, when they come to a room with a smile, and the more people they meet, the bigger their smile becomes. So happy about it. That's just the human nature. That may not change. So we can go from whatever emotional level of health we have to an improved level of health. But it's not necessary that our psychophysical nature will change entirely. What will happen is, we will be able to deal with our nature better. See, we don't live for our nature, we don't live against our nature. We live with our nature for Krishna. So, live for our nature means I am extrovert, means I just want to meet everyone. And if they're devotee, non-devotee, if it's some purposeful discussion, if it's some prajalpa, no, I just want to chit-chat. That just live for our nature. Live against our nature means I like to talk with people, so I'll not talk with anyone. I'll be tormenting myself. We don't live for our nature, we don't live against our nature. We live with our nature for Krishna. So if somebody has a greater need for adventure, then they may take up services which involve doing new things, say, you know, go for book distribution, meet new people, or do things where all kind of new experiences you get. But some people have a greater need for security and order. Then they may take up services for Krishna which are involving more security and order. Maybe some services like pujari services, where also meticulousness is required. But there is no so much unpredictability or adventure. You just do things on time, do it well. So there can we live with our nature, or we work with our nature for Krishna. Even if somebody likes to teach about Krishna. Some people like to go and speak to new people where new questions come up. And there's a sense of challenge for them. For some people, it is more that they would like to teach devotees. Now, where we can have systematic study, systematic discussion, in an organized way we teach. So we accept our nature and then we act according to our nature for Krishna. Does that answer your question?